Welcome back, deep divers. Ready to plunge headfirst into another rabbit hole of the internet.
Always up for a good deep dive. What are we looking at today?
So today we're tackling something a little different. Buckle up, because we've got a collection of Homestuck forum posts.
Homestuck. Never a dull moment there.
Right. But here's the twist. Our mission is to dissect the word grim. Not like a character, not an event. Just the word grim itself.
Interesting. So not a theme or a symbol or anything like that, just the word.
Exactly. Like, how and why is this word popping up all over these Homestuck forums?
That is kind of fascinating, especially since it sounds like grim was specifically searched for,
yeah.
You know, with the quotation marks.
Exactly. So we're dealing with exact matches here, not just, you know, general mentions of something being grim, which begs the question, what's so grim about Homestuck, right?
Yeah, what is it about this word that seems to resonate so strongly with this fandom?
Well, that's what we're here to find out. And trust me, the range of posts where grim pops up is, well, it's pretty wild.
Oh, really? Give me a little taste. What kind of grim are we talking about here?
We've got everything from, like, albatross eggs to the potential collapse of Russia to online culture wars. Someone even used it to describe, like, running out of Happy Meals.
Wow. Okay. That is a pretty wide range. It's almost like grim is more than just an adjective for these fans. Like, it's a way of life, you know?
Right. Like a filter they're viewing the world through. A grim filter, if you will.
I like it. The grim filter. So where do we even begin with all this grimness?
Well, there are a handful of posts where it's used in a pretty straightforward way, you know, like literally grim. For example, there's this post with a news article about a 74-year-old albatross laying an egg, and the comment, just grim.
Huh. Like they're acknowledging the harsh realities of nature, even within this, you know, fantastical fandom setting.
Yeah, it's like a little dose of reality intruding on their escapism. But maybe that's part of what draws them to Homestuck in the first place. This blend of absurdity and, well, yeah, kind of bleakness.
Definitely a unique mix. And it sounds like that bleakness bleeds into how they view, like, internet culture and fandom itself.
Oh, absolutely. There's this one post where someone's talking about trying to hide their old, embarrassing tweets from their Persona 2 friends. They call it a grim state of affairs.
The never-ending struggle to curate your online persona, right? It is kind of grim when you think about it.
And that same sense of, like, weary disillusionment pops up again in a post about the Critical Role video game announcement. Just a link to the article caption, grim.
You know, it makes you wonder if this is like a Homestuck fandom trademark. They're known for their critical thinking, you know. They love to dissect and analyze everything.
Hmm.
Maybe grim is just their way of expressing that skepticism.
Yeah, like a built-in awareness of the potential downsides.
Hmm.
Of fandom, of commercialization, of, well, pretty much everything.
It's not just negativity. It's more like a critical awareness. And that awareness extends to the technical side of fandom, too.
Oh, for sure. There's a post complaining about Kagi's image hosting being down, making it impossible to share something. And they just go, grim.
It's like even the tools we use to express ourselves online are subject to this overarching grimness. You know, nothing is perfect.
Yeah.
Even in our digital escapes.
Yeah. It's a constant reminder that, you know, things break, platforms fail, grim indeed. But then there are times when grim takes on a more ironic or even humorous tone.
Oh, okay. Tell me more about humorous grim. How does that even work?
Well, there's this post about not being able to finish a dual voice line in a game. Ends with, grim, come on, Emidex.
So they're kind of like laughing at their own misfortune, using grim to lighten the mood, so to speak.
Exactly. It's like this coping mechanism, this way of injecting humor into frustrating situations.
It's interesting how they're taking this word that, you know, typically has such negative connotations and turning it into something, well, almost empowering.
And this darkly humorous grim is, like, sprinkled throughout these posts. Another one talks about running out of Happy Meals, blames it on fellow college students being, quote, bigger consumers, and their reaction, you guessed it, grim.
It's a very particular brand of humor, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it speaks to a shared sensibility, you know, finding the absurdity in everyday life and just summing it up with grim.
Exactly. And speaking of absurdity, things get even more interesting when we start seeing grim tied to, well, the darker themes within Homestuck itself.
Oh, so it's not just a reflection of the fandom's mood. They're actually actively connecting it to the source material.
Right. There are mentions of a grimdark rose and debates about which character should have gone grimdark, that kind of thing.
So they're not just, like, projecting their own grimness onto the story. They're actually engaging with those themes as they exist within the Homestuck universe.
Exactly. And that leads us to a particularly fascinating post. Someone theorizes that all the sisters in this one image are actually Rose Lalonde.
Wait, all the sisters? Like, how?
I know, right? It gets pretty wild. They go deep into this whole analysis, referencing, like, the Warhammer 40K setting, which is known for its, you know, grimdark aesthetic. And then there's the whole thing about the sisters wearing fleur-de-lis symbols, which are associated with France, and thus Rose.
Okay, that is some next-level analysis. It's like they're looking for hidden meanings and connections everywhere.
Right. And it makes you wonder if this grim lens is influencing how they're interpreting the narrative itself. Like, are they searching for darkness and complexity, even where it might not explicitly exist?
That's a good question. And it's interesting because we also have posts that are pretty straightforward in criticizing the limitations of the Homestuck narrative. Like one that specifically calls out Lord English, Bec Noir, and Doc Scratch for having overly simplistic motivations.
Oh, yeah, that one's interesting. It's not just about finding humor in the darkness. It's about expressing disappointment. Like, maybe Homestuck didn't quite live up to its potential, especially in terms of character development.
And yet, they still use grim to frame that critique. It's like they're saying, we see the flaws, we acknowledge the disappointment, but we're still here, you know?
Yeah.
We still care.
Exactly. It's like this weird mix of affection and frustration all wrapped up in this one word. Grim.
It's fascinating how this one word can carry so much weight, so much meaning within this specific fandom.
Yeah, it's like grim is this common thread that weaves together all these different aspects of the fandom, like their love for the story, their frustrations with it, their observations about the world around them.
Right. And even their anxieties about the fandom itself, like how it's changing, how it's evolving.
Oh, yeah, totally. There's this one post that's pretty funny, but also kind of telling. It's talking about the influx of what they call wholesome 100 Reddit, epic trans girl, Caliborn, fucking a pumpkin Dave Jaders joining the community.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
Right. And their reaction to this, just one word, grim.
It's like they're worried that the fandom is losing its edge, you know, becoming too mainstream, too, well, wholesome, maybe.
Yeah, like they're afraid of being overrun by, like, the normies of the internet.
It's a common fear in a lot of fandom spaces, I think. This idea that the thing you love is going to be diluted or co-opted by a larger, less dedicated group.
Right. It's like they're trying to protect this unique, slightly off-kilter identity they've built within the fandom. And this need to maintain that certain grim vibe comes up again in a post about someone getting a Wojak video essay recommended on YouTube.
Wojak, like the meme?
Exactly. And they're like, the future is grim, hoping it'll ruin the, quote, neo-pagan LARP for everyone.
Okay, so there's definitely a sense of irony there. Like, they're poking fun at these online subcultures that take themselves a bit too seriously.
Yeah, but there's also this underlying feeling of, we were here first, this is our space, and we don't want it to change.
It's a subtle form of gatekeeping, maybe, but it's also, like, infused with that Homestuck humor. You know, that ability to laugh at themselves while still kind of drawing boundaries.
It's like grim is this secret code, you know? Mm-hmm. A way of recognizing the people who truly understand the fandom's unique sensibilities.
And those who don't, well, they're just not grim enough, I guess.
Right. And then there's this post that actually tries to define grim within the context of the fandom. It's pretty funny. It jokes that Kanaya Merriam has, like, trademarked the word.
Wait, really? Kanaya Merriam? That's an interesting choice.
It is, and it kind of highlights how central this word has become to their vocabulary, right? It's not just a descriptor, it's like a cultural touchstone.
Yeah, like an inside joke that only they get. And speaking of jokes, there's also a post where someone invents a new catchphrase, grim hypothesis.
Oh yeah, that one's great. It's like they're taking this word grim and they're turning it into a tool for, like, exploration and analysis.
Exactly. It's not about glorifying negativity. It's about using grim as this lens to examine the world around them. And not just the digital world either.
Oh, right. There's that post with the picture of the McDonald's sign that says, Happy Meals are currently unavailable. The poster blames it on their fellow college students and calls it a, quote, grim reality.
The struggles of a consumer town, huh?
Right. It's such a mundane experience, but the way they frame it with this grim filter, it becomes something more, you know, Something almost philosophical.
Yeah, like a shared experience, a collective sigh of grim resignation.
Exactly. And that's where we start to see this this really fascinating aspect of Grimm. It's not just about Homestuck. It's about like a worldview.
A way of processing the absurdities and the disappointments of, well, just existing in the world.
And maybe it's in those shared experiences, those moments of collective grimness, that this fandom finds its strongest connection.
Right. Like a community of people who just get it. Who understand that life is, well, it's often pretty grim.
But that doesn't mean you can't find humor in it, right?
Exactly. And then there's this other interesting thread that emerges with the word grim. It's connected to the idea of pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage? Like a religious journey?
Well, not exactly. But there is this sense of like a quest, a journey towards something, even if that something is, well, kind of absurd.
Yeah, there's that one post about someone making a pilgrimage to 7-Eleven for more soda.
A very mundane pilgrimage, but they're still framing it in this this grand, almost mythical way.
Right. And then there's the post that mentions someone making a pilgrimage to the rape store. Now, this one's obviously meant to be shocking, provocative.
Definitely pushing some boundaries there.
But it also reveals something interesting about how this fandom uses Grimm. You know, it's like a way to challenge social norms, to test the limits of what's acceptable.
And by framing it with Grimm, they're kind of like deflecting the potential backlash. It's like, we know this is messed up, but we're just joking, right?
Exactly. It's their way of saying nothing is off limits here. We can talk about anything, no matter how dark or taboo it might be.
But they're doing it through this very specific, very grim lens. It's their way of acknowledging the darkness without like getting bogged down by it.
Yeah, Grimm is like a shield, almost. It allows them to explore these uncomfortable themes while still maintaining a sense of detachment.
It's a way of processing the world's grimness without letting it, you know, crush you.
Exactly. And I think that's where we start to see the true power of this word Grimm within this fandom. It's not just about negativity or pessimism. It's about resilience.
It's about finding a way to cope. To find humor and connection, even when the world feels like it's falling apart.
And maybe that's something we can all learn from, you know?
Absolutely. It's a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there's still room for laughter, for community, for a shared sense of understanding.
And sometimes all you need is a little bit of grim to get you through.
So as you continue exploring these forum posts, keep this in mind. Grim is more than just a word. It's a window into a complex and fascinating community.
A community that's found a way to embrace the darkness without letting it define them.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and remember,
stay grim, everyone! Yeah, it's like they've built up this immunity to the darkness, you know?
Like a defense mechanism.
And it's not just about ignoring the bad stuff or pretending it doesn't exist. It's more about like acknowledging it, processing it, and then finding a way to move forward.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes this whole grim thing so fascinating.
Yeah.
It's not just negativity. It's a form of resilience.
It's like they're saying, yeah, the world is a mess, but we're not going to let it break us.
Right. And they're finding strength in their shared experiences and their shared sense of humor and their shared embrace of all things Grimm.
It's like Grimm has become this weird, unexpected source of like solidarity and community.
Exactly. And maybe, just maybe, there's something we can all learn from that.
Right. Like even in the darkest of times, there's still room for laughter, for connection, for finding meaning in the chaos.
And maybe that's the ultimate message here. Grimm isn't just about negativity. It's about finding hope and resilience in the face of, well, grim reality.
It's about finding a way to laugh, even when things are tough, and to connect with others who get it, who understand where you're coming from.
And to remember that even in a world that can feel pretty bleak sometimes, there's still beauty, there's still joy, there's still a reason to keep going.
And sometimes, you know, you just gotta embrace the grim to see it. Well, folks, another deep dive completed. What a journey. Big thanks to everyone who sent in these fascinating forum posts. It's always a blast exploring the weird and wonderful corners of the internet with you all.
Definitely a deep dive I won't soon forget.
And to all our listeners out there, remember, stay curious, stay engaged, and of course,
stay grim.